KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Thousands of people were in Selma, Alabama today commemorating the Bloody Sunday clashes between police and demonstrators during a peaceful march for voting rights. Speaking at a church, Martin Luther King III said his father's fight for civil rights isn't over.
Dad wouldn't want us to idolize. He would want us to embrace his ideals of true freedom, justice, and equality and righteousness.
That event 50 years ago helped build momentum for passage of the Voting Rights Act. Iraq's government is investigating reports that the ancient archaeological site of Khorzabad in northern Iraq is the latest to be attacked by Islamic State militants. The site was built as a new capital of Assyria shortly after 721 BC. Men and women from around the world have rallied in New York City, starting at the UN building, as part of International Women's Day activities.
Around 1,000 people, mainly women, took part, including Naina Shah, a demonstrator from India.
The change is not going to happen overnight, but small things that we do. All these women's organizations who are here, the NGOs who are here, all are doing tremendous and fantastic work.
One of the few men was of UANTB from South Africa.
As a man who supports women and children, women and girls, I have too much.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon told the marchers that progress has been too slow and uneven when it comes to gender equality. Julie Walker, New York.
Canadian and Kurdish officials are offering conflicting accounts of the death of a Canadian soldier in a friendly fire incident in Iraq. Kurds say he was on the front lines directing airstrikes. Canadians say he was not there to direct airstrikes that night and was well behind the front line when shot. This is AP Radio News. Saudi Arabia has become the world's biggest importer of arms, according to an arms trade analyst. Kyle McKinnon reports the U.S. remains the biggest exporter.
With tensions rising in the Middle East and the U.S. looking for help fighting Islamist militants, the Saudis passed India to become the biggest arms importer on the planet. They increased their spending last year by more than 50% to $6.5 billion, according to a report from IHS, a global arms trade analysis firm. The report's author says with all of the political fractures in the region, Saudi Arabia is funding its own protection and its ability to impose its will on the region. The U.S. is the biggest beneficiary from the arms trade. Russia is a distant second in arms exports, followed by France, the UK, and Germany. Kyle McKinnon, London.
Japan's latest data show the economy grew at a real annualized rate of 1.5% in October through December, slower than earlier reported. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.